All right. Let's move on to item number 7, the enforcement report. Mr. Harris.
So the this is a written report. Harvey is here. Mr. Packard is here if you have any questions. Does the board have any questions for Mr. Packard on the enforcement report?
Let's see.
Yeah, I did. Just a second.
Yeah. I have a general question, Mr. Packard, on something that has been raised in some of our meetings with ag folks, and that is a concern that maybe the enforcement team is not moving along quickly enough with potential violators of the ag order. You know, that there's kind of a backlog there. And it's come up a couple of times. And I know I've talked to Ken about it, you know, not recently, but historically, to see what's
Remember,
going on.
Remember, I don't know anything about enforcement.
I know, but I'm just reminding you that right. I have mentioned it to you to maybe send on to Harvey. And so I don't know how much you can tell us, but I could tell you that at least from my perspective, it's something that has been raised. And, you know, in terms of our implementing the ag order, I think that the enforcement side's responsibilities of doing their part in the implementation and enforcement side is also important. Mm-hmm. How much can you tell us, Jessica?
He can discuss generally if there is enforcement or if there is enforcement pending, but he should not discuss any specific cases.
Any specific cases. So let me ask you generally, is there an enforcement? Do you have a plan to keep track of ag order violators and a plan on moving them along through your system?
Right. Well, I can talk about that generally. Okay. There's various types of violations that we possibly could take enforcement action. There's failure to enroll in the ag order, failure to submit monitoring reports, failure to pay monitoring fees. We have taken enforcement in the past on failure to enroll and failure to pay fees. We still continue to follow up on the fee issue. We get reports from Preservation Inc. on who hasn't paid fees. And we look at that list on a regular basis, and we've sent a few NOVs in the past few months and got some back fees paid. You recall several months ago we actually had several ACL settlements with farmers who had failed to pay fees. There's also violations on bigger issues of compliance with the ag order. And you can even go as far to say as their enforcement on water quality degradation could be considered ag enforcement. We have an ongoing case of a farming operation that caused nitrate to be exceeded in a drinking well in the Salinas Valley. We're following up with them and actually have a draft cease or a cleanup and abatement order out for comment to require cleanup and provision of replacement water for that community. So there are various things ongoing. I don't know if you're talking about any one of those things specifically.
I'm not talking about anything in specifics. I just wanted mainly to communicate, you know, my concern that you have a kind of an effective process in mind to kind of capture potential violators and moving them through the system and not waiting long lengths of time
right.
to act
right.
so that things are kind of moved forward.
Yeah, and that's definitely our intent also, but we all have to keep in mind that the main process that we have, which is administrative civil liability, is in its nature a long, drawn-out process and takes quite a bit of time. We tried, you know, if we can resolve violations before that, that's what we would like to do. Our aim here is compliance, not collecting money from people.
Okay. Mr. Jeffries, was there?
Well, just to follow up on some of your concerns, and I think over the last couple of years that we've had several speakers that have alluded to that
right.
issue and kind of question what is the board doing to the violators of the ag order and what's the process.
Yeah.
So I think that a question needs to be aired, and just to resolve some of those questions that I've heard off and on with speakers over the last couple of years.
Okay. Dr. Hunter.
Just to clarify then, I'm sorry I may have missed something that was said, but is that something that we can see then? I mean, at different times we've asked for the formatting of the enforcement report to change slightly in order to help elevate and highlight certain tracking or more regular view of certain parts of the enforcement
mm-hmm.
program. Is that something that we could add as a regular item section, even if it says no action taken?
Right.
Because it would show us where we are in our process.
Yeah.
Would that be something we could
sure.
look forward to?
And, yeah, I definitely can do that. I will point out that in the list of notices of violation on the second page of the report, two of those are ag-related. The Bailey and the one following that are NLV's two ag operations for failure to pay monitoring fees.
So those are monitoring fee actions?
Yeah. And actually, the second to last one there, that, the main operator was Crystal Organic Farms. They immediately fixed the problem and paid the fees. I think we're still working with the other one.
I'm just curious, when you have an immediate response like that, can you share how that conversation goes? Is it typically, I didn't know, or I have it ready, I just haven't sent it, or
that
why do you get such a quick response as soon as you investigate?
That one, I can't remember the exact details, but it was along the lines of why we didn't realize that. Those invoices got lost. It was a very large operation,
mm-hmm.
and they claimed that they got lost in the shuffle somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
The large operations typically are pretty quick to fix errors like this.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the smaller ones are harder to track down and
mm-hmm. yeah.
and get yeah. compliance with.
So, how, Mr. Packard, how many participants or dischargers within the ag order have not paid their fees? Do you have a handle on that?
We do. I don't have off the top of my head,
okay.
but as I recall, the last time we looked, it was about, I'm going to say in the 120 to 30 range
okay.
of numbers of violators.
Okay.
The top, after you got past the top 10 in terms of amount of fees due, we're talking about several hundred dollars typically of amount due. We're not going to spend a whole lot of time trying to track those down. We're going to make sure the ones that owe thousands of dollars pay their fees.
So you're saying that the 100 or so only owe collectively?
Each.
Oh,
each.
Each.
Yeah.
100.
In the hundreds.
Okay. Well, what's 100 times 100?
$10,000.
I mean, is that a lot of money to Preservation, Inc.? So, and I think that that's been, now my memory's getting refreshed as we kind of go through this a little bit.
Right.
That's been Mr. Schmidt's concern.
Well,
so
Mr. Schmidt has expressed to us that we need to go after the big ones first, and that's what we're trying to do.
Okay. When are these 100 going to get addressed in time, or are they so not on your radar that they are last?
Well, it's complicated because most of them are growers and people that have enrolled in previous before we had the electronic notice of intent. A lot of them probably we don't have good data for. We can spend a lot of time tracking down, you know, who they are exactly, get their correct addresses, phone numbers, but it is very time consuming. The ones that have enrolled recently and have submitted ENOI information, those are much easier to figure out what's going on.
Does Mr. Schmidt give you addresses?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When we have addresses in the database.
Right.
When we send out, the last time we sent out a mass NOV to maybe 200 people, we get 40 to 50% of them returned. So we have to check each individual one and research it.
Because the address is not good.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you then send these back to Mr. Schmidt or let him know this is what's been returned?
Well, the data are ours. It's our database. He gets his data from us as far as who's enrolled. So, you know, whenever we can, we correct it, but it's a significant effort.
Mm. Okay. Dr. Hunter and then Mr. Johnston.
So then if I could loop back around, is there a working list of those that you suspect are at the smaller end of the scale that you may have incomplete or out-of-date information, et cetera, but you have the name of an operation?
Yes.
You know that they haven't they're out of compliance in some form or other.
Correct.
So my question then is, can such a list be published as you have here? I note you have staff enforcement letters. Mm. You have notice of violation. So those are actual documents been sent out notifying them in writing. Could you add another section that says pending actions to be determined, but these then list the operations that are on your radar? Doesn't have to say these are small, these are big.
Right.
It simply puts it out to the farm community themselves as well, who I think Mr. Schmidt and others, some of the other associations, have an interest in working internally with their own network of communication to help bring this to attention, mm-hmm. to say we all have to contribute, we all have to carry the load. And by putting out the notice in writing, I think this is minimal staff time since you have this information, but it begins the wheels turning
right.
in different ways. You get some support from the alliance of those that are trying to provide assistance in implementing the ag order.
Right. Now, that would not be difficult.
Mr. Johnston.
Yeah, along the lines of what Dr. Hunter was saying, I'm just wondering if there's a way to, when you send out a mass NOV mailing and you get back 40 or 50% of them as undeliverable, if there's a way to hand off the labor-intensive follow-up research to figure out if these people still exist and what the phone number is and all that, to Mr. Schmidt's operation, I suspect that they certainly know who the next door neighbors are to those folks, and they may have an easier time doing it than you, and they're certainly motivated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can talk to Kirk about that.
Yeah, if you could, Harvey, and then just kind of let the board know,
mm-hmm.
That would be appreciated.
Okay.
Okay. Any other, Mr. Jeffries?
Thank you.
You don't even have to raise your hand. I just look at your face, and I can see the words
about
to come out.
My question's right in front
of
me. Yeah.
I know you that well.
I would hope so. Scary, yes. The dinosaur is ready to speak. Harvey Ventenian.
Yes.
That's been an ongoing problem for 20 years or better. And I thought we were going to get rid of this when they said they were going to do a redesign and new
bleach
lines.
Yeah.
And I see it's back on here again.
Yeah.
Did the staff look at their design before they built it, or was it submitted by an environmental engineer? How did that happen? And, you know, I see they're now got problems again with leaching and...
I'm not familiar with the details. I'm sure it was designed by a registered, you know, appropriate person. And I'm fairly confident that we reviewed it. However, our level of review is typically, is this reasonable? Do we have confidence that we can agree with the design engineer that this will work?
No, I didn't mean that the staff would look at the engineering and say it doesn't meet the requirements. You would take whatever is submitted and, and see if it's worked. But is this a discharge from the leach line, or is this a break, or do you have any?
It appeared to be a failure of the leach line, of the leach field. So there was more water being disposed of than was able to be handled by that leach line.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a very difficult physical
area
to deal with.
I'm very familiar with the area. Yeah. Very difficult. But, again, we need to resolve the issue and work with the Ventana Inns to make sure that happens. One other question, the Pettit Auto Wreckers in Moss Landing.
Mm-hmm.
I know the county's been going after them for nonconforming use. And where does that stand? They've been discharging over the years.
I'm pretty sure, I'm not exactly sure, but I'm fairly confident that was a stormwater-related letter.
Okay.
So I'm not sure exactly. I imagine it's the Industrial General Stormwater Permit, and they probably failed to submit their annual report. But that area is something we are keeping an eye on.
I appreciate some follow-up on that issue. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. One more question. Mr. Packer, the Truly Farms, what was that notice of violation?
That was a failure to pay fees. That one we have not worked out yet.
Was it agricultural failure to pay fees?
Yes, for the ag order. San Juan, let's see.
Because that's a salad processing plant in San Juan.
Yes.
But maybe it's a grower also.
We're trying to get to the bottom of it. It replaces a defunct operator. And so you have the processing plant, and that company does not farm, but it has related companies that do farm. We're trying to figure out, you know, they're enrolled and on the books, but haven't been paying fees. We're trying to figure out who exactly is farming those, who owes us the fees. The company may, I can't remember the name of the company, but it's no longer in operation. Weyrich himself is bankrupt, apparently, so it's very, very complicated. But that's one we're working on.
Okay. I see no more questions for Mr. Packard. Thank you very much.